Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our integration week. Our first, I should say, of two integration weeks for our exploration in the freeze response. So I'm going to invite you, if you haven't already, to get comfy and cozy, preparing a little nest for yourself as we set up to do a bit of breath work today. And we're going to breathe, as I was just saying, off the recording for about 45 minutes or so. Afterwards, I'll stop the recording and we're going to invite whoever's live to stick around for the shares and to offer a few little words or sentences, or you get the idea. It's take up a couple of minutes maybe to basically have a time to not just share your experience, but being able to give voice to that actually sets the stage for synthesis and for integration work. It can be really helpful for other people to hear what you have to say. So even if you're not feeling called to speak, witnessing the shares can be honestly exceptionally valuable. Okay. Feeling so much resistance. Yeah. Take it nice and slow for just responding to a comment in the chat feature. Take it nice and slow. And I'm going to suggest that you just ever so gently nudge up to that resistance. Don't try to go whole hog into it. But just, every once in a while, say hello to it with your breath and backing away from it. Say hello, backing away. So often, when we come up to times of resistance, we often want to just put our pedal to the metal and just try to plow through and push through, which would be a trauma response, which would actually be almost a form of a freeze response if it's like on autopilot. So you just automatically go into that and do that. So, not that I would know anything about that. I'm speaking very much from personal experience in this regard. So as we get into the practice for today, so if you do notice that resistance, I'm gonna invite you just to slow down a little bit, to literally just be with it, to lovingly hold it with your breath and to breathe into it. And to even just back off the practice ever so slightly. And how do we do that? So the breath is done through an open mouth. Conscious connected breathing means we take out the pauses at the top and the bottom of the breath. And your inhale begins just as your exhale ends. The exhale begins just as your inhale ends. And the pulsation of that breath as we take out the pause is almost like a pendulum that ripples through our system. Okay. As it's doing so, you may encounter interesting pieces of information. That's really normal. You might have feelings, you might notice sensations. All of those are really good things. So if that's showing up for you, yay. I'm going to invite you to stay with that process. And a reminder that you've got me available in the chat feature if you need any additional support as we get into that all. Now, if you need to back off of the practice, slowing down the breath or taking the breath to in and out through the nose will titrate the practice, meaning it won't be as in it. You won't be as potentially up against that resistance. If we back off of it a little bit, it's able to often get into areas in a new way that we haven't found before. So feel free to dance back and forth. I'm going to be giving instructions through the open mouth, but if you need to take the practice up to the nose, or if you want to stay with the mouth, I'm going to invite you just to slow the breath down a little bit. And that can often be the magic. Okay. All right, y'all. Without further ado, I'm going to invite you to open up the jaw just to the point of feeling that physical resistance, maybe even just slightly past in a good way. As you open up the jaw, it's almost as if the front and the back of the teeth alike could fit like a dime, maybe even a quarter or a loonie in between the two of them. Loonie is a very Canadian term. Something about an inch or so. An inch or so big, like a bottle cap. Okay. I'm gonna begin to hear some music come on. As you open up the mouth, open up the jaw to just that point of resistance, maybe even just slightly past. Inviting in the vibrant inhales. Vibrant inhales, meaning your inhale might be just a little bit of effort. And then a surrendered exhale, like air leaving a balloon. Vibrant inhale. Surrendered exhale, like air leaving a balloon, without any need to push out the air. Vibrant inhale, surrendered exhale. And the breath begins to pulse and dance in its own way here. Allowing the breath to ripple through. In this way, the breath becomes like a pendulum. Or like a dance, rippling through, moving through you from the inside out. Creator. We give thanks for the opportunity to gather here today. And thank you for the opportunity to be here with these sweet, sweet people looking to explore what it means to be well. We ask that you hold their intentions with grace, with love, guiding us, nourishing us, and protecting us on our journey today. We call on all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen, to gather here with us today, to also guide, to support, to nourish. And we give thanks to the very lands that we rest upon to do this work. The deepest of thanks to those that have caretaken and stewarded these lands. And thank you to all of our families, our ancestors, our lineages, and our communities. May our work here today serve us all and all of our lineages, our ancestors, our communities, and all that we serve in this world in really good ways. Blessings on your journey today. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace. 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 That's the way. You're doing great. These first couple minutes are often the little layers of holding on. It's not by means of pushing through or breaking through them. It's by means of gently being with them. Not asking them to change, not asking them to go away, by simply being with them. And treating them with gentleness, with kindness, as much as may be available for you in this moment. What might it be to offer any of those layers of resistance, gentleness, kindness, knowing that these are the ways that you've stayed safe, knowing that these are the ways that you protected yourself? Yeah, thank you. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for caring enough about me to be here in this way. Thank you for all that you've done to protect me and all the ways that you've kept me safe. Thank you. And knowing that all of those layers of things that we might call resistance, have been here to protect, to serve in all the ways. What is it to rest in that, knowing that you're protected? What is it to rest in knowing, and knowing that you are deeply protected by yourself? Those areas of protection that have served you oh so well. Yeah, they take a look around you. They take a look around you and they notice you're actually not so little anymore. You're welcome to actually let them know how old you really are. They may be a bit surprised at first to know that you're not small anymore. Know that you're not, you know, a little one anymore. Letting them take time to take that in, to digest that information. And while they're doing that, feel free to also let them know that you actually have a whole host of other tools of wisdom and of resources that are available for you. And if those layers of resistance that have been protecting you would like to do something a little bit different, and it's okay if they don't, let them be just as they are. But if they're wanting to do something just a little bit different, you can invite them into a new role. And they can actually pick what that role is. If they got to have it all their way, what would they most want to do instead of what they've been doing for you? Because they've likely been trapped in that role for a long time now. And they likely didn't necessarily want to have to do that role anymore. Giving them time and space to learn about how they would most actually want to be with you, how they would most want to serve you well, just as they've been doing all these years serving you so, so well. How today in this moment may they wish, if they got to have it all their way, if they got to choose how to serve you, what would they most want to do? And if that's going well, stay with that. Or even if there's a bit of a pause or some intrigue, staying with that process. If anybody got the response of, I want to go on vacation, I don't want to have to do this role at all anymore, then feel free to invite them to do that. And they get to choose where and which they wish to go on this vacation, where they wish to R&R, rest and relax, restore and rejuvenate. If they choose to go on vacation, being with them for a little bit, wherever they so choose, so you can see them in their new vacation spot, and then feel free to leave them to do your own thing for a little while. If they're choosing to do a new role for you, giving them the time and the space that they need to be with that, and then invite them into that new role. And explore what that is to be in this new role now. Explore what it is to be in vacation mode here now. What is it to take up space here? What is it to take up space here? I'm right here with you. I'm right here with you. Yeah, you're not alone. You're not alone. I'm right here with you. On the other side, on the other side of all of that work around putting those old rules down. What is it to let your body move in a way that lets you really set that all down? You may wish to move your body, to give it a little shake, shimmy, to make any adjustments that you might need. Or, on purpose, I'm going to invite you, if this calls to you, so on every inhale, push your bottom of your heels out, away from you, just a couple millimeters. Every exhale, it comes back into place. Every inhale, extending through the heels, just a short distance, couple millimeters, quarter of an inch at most. Every exhale, letting those heels rock back. And as you link this movement with your breath, notice what happens. What is it to breathe into these legs and bring them alive by means of breathing? And staying with that practice of the legs for the next few minutes, if it calls to you. And if along the way things open up and they feel good, I'm gonna invite you to savor that. Anything that opens up in a way that feels good, the invitation is to, on purpose, pause to receive it, to savor it, to drink it in. Much like you would like a really, really good piece of chocolate resting in your mouth and melting, oozing all the way through those taste buds and down your throat. And the invitation is even now on purpose, locate something inside of you that feels good, easeful, peaceful, or beautiful. If that's not possible, landing anything that's just simply neutral in this moment. Maybe a part of you, maybe a part of your body. Might be a memory, a time in which you were most yourself. But locating something that's pleasant, even just simply neutral. Then on purpose, savoring that. Noticing what you like the most about this thing that you've landed on. And savoring that too. Savoring that too. Yeah. It's okay to feel good again. It's okay to feel good again. And as you savor that all, notice how the body responds. And if anything in there, inside of you, feels good with this all, savoring that too. Savoring this body in a way that lets your ancestors, your entire family lineage, be present to all that feels good here. As you savor for your ancestors, this becomes an invitation to once again rest in peace. As you find something peaceful to neutral to savor, the ancestors are invited to receive that deeply. And to drink that in all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. In ways that let them rest in peace. Everything a blessing for the ancestors. Thank you to all of those that have come before us. Thank you for your wisdom. I'm so sorry for your hardships. I'm so sorry. You have all of my compassion for how hard and how scary that was back then at those times. And know now that that was not in vain. None of that was in vain. It all played out perfectly. To allow for the ones that are here today to heal, to be well. And may you receive their gifts of all the people breathing today. May you receive their gifts. their healings, their insights, their awarenesses. And may you receive their sensations and all the goodness that comes with that all. Knowing, dear ancestors, that you live on through the living in these ways, here and now. We're here with you. You are not forgotten. You couldn't possibly be forgotten, dear ancestors. For you're here in this body, you're here in this body mind and its expressions. All of your prayers, they made it, they were heard, and they live on. Thank you, ancestors, for all of your prayers. They live on here and now, in this body, in this mind. Thank you. Thank you for all you've done, dear ancestors, to keep us safe, to keep us protected. And this moment, we're here, we're alive, and we're breathing because we get to, because we can, because we're here. Thank you, ancestors, for your trials, your tribulations, and thank you for your wisdom and your healing alike. We ask that it live in good ways, that it live on in good ways for us all, for this world, for all of those that we serve in this world. Thank you.
Hold yourself here. Hold yourself here in the space in your center in this time. No other. Top of the other, hold yourself here, hold yourself here,
close your eyes and surrender. Space
What is it to be a living expression of prayers? What is it to be centered in all of that? What is it to be centered in the prayers of all of those that came before you? And if prayer isn't the right word for you, substitute it with the word intention or love. Let that rumble through your heart. Let that rumble through your heart all the way through. All the way through. I see your pain. I see your longing. I see your pain, and I see that longing.
Dear, cleaned my soul and I cry. I took a cup, filled it up with you, with all the joy and the sorrow on the field. Don't see, I don't care, you know. I take these rivers inside to me. I open up every place in me. Oh, I let you go through, and I let you die, and again be alive. Ah, let me cry. Ah, let me cry. Ah, let me cry. Cry tonight. Cry tonight.
And I see all those trapped tears. There's a way out now. There's a way out now. Whether these are tears of relief, tears of agony, tears of joy, tears of pain, they're all welcome. And they will be held in tenderness. health and tenderness. Health and love. Health and reverence. Yeah, you get to take your time here. You get to take your time here. Whatever's going on in this moment, you need to slow down. And you need to take your time here. To really feel, to really be present, to really be with all there is here. All that's a part of this human experience. What is it to deepen into that human experience? And all of those feelings. All of the thoughts and all the emotions. Welcoming them just a little bit more to be here just as they are. The joys and the pains alike. They get to dance together. And what if I didn't have to push any of that away?
مرا هم عزمه عشق آفریده است. همان عشقم.
Noticing any areas of the body, any areas of the body that might be pushing away, or that might simply need just a little extra love. But it feels right, bring your hand to those areas, offering them love, letting them know that you see any desire to push things away, that you're here with them, you're here with them. And not in a way that restrains them, but that lets them actually find another way through. The pushing away, that old pattern, it may be just a response to not knowing any other possibility. Offering your body love. Offering it tenderness, even if it's pushing away. Letting it know that you're still here. You're not going anywhere. That you're right here. You're right here. And this time, you guys get to do it together.
Hum inside my heart a little while. Come closer with the honey of your song. Your dance is a code, is a pathway to what's good.
And those parts of you that you're offering a little extra love to, I'm going to invite you to offer your voice.
Hum.
Hum.
Comes the honey of my song. Tender tendrils bloom in color, taste and longing for you. Who kiss the hands of my reed. Our minds send us farther than our legs can carry us.
Hum. And then dropping the breath, and letting yourself simply rest, resting in all that you've traversed today. If it feels right, you can find that area that felt pleasant.
Feel the fire burning, it's the light that lets you in.
And be with that.
You feel the fire burning, it's the light that lets you in. 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 Oh, Shanti. Oh.
feel a fire burning. It's the light that lets you in. You feel a fire burning. It's the light that lets you in. It's the light that lets you in. It's the light that lets you in. It's the light that lets you in.
It goes right to you when you're ready, resting on your side, making your movements to get there as slow as you can. Deepening the breath, deepening the breath. Bringing in small movements, bringing in small movements to fingers and toes.
Carry you through. All you need is love, love. All you need is love. All you need is love, love. All you need is love. All you need is love, love. All you need is love. All you need is love. So lay down your worries. Oh, oh, oh. Just take a time, don't stay with me. If you just breathe for a moment, then let go and release. Ooh.
Just gently, gently bringing yourself to a seating position in your own timing.
I don't know what I know, all I know is I need to be the love. I don't know what I know, all I know is you need to be the love. I don't know what I know, all I know is you need to be the love to make it. I don't know what I know, all I know is you need to be the love. I don't know what I know, all I know is you need a bit of love to get your love. All you need is
Creator, thank you for the opportunity to gather here with all of us in this way today. And thank you to all of our compassionate helpers, seen and unseen. We give thanks for the journey today. Thank you for holding this space safe and sacred, nourishing us, guiding us, protecting us along the way. We ask that all that we have gained with today's explorations and our awarenesses and our insights, that they live on through us, through all our families and our ancestors, through our lineages, through the very land that we sit upon. May this ripple out through our communities, through our world, in a really good way. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. And if anyone feels moved too, you're welcome to journal a little bit about your experience and for those of us that are live in the column and invite and share as soon as I stop the recording. A reminder, after we do breath work, to have a little extra hydration available for ourselves. It may be useful to also have a little bit of food at this juncture when you're ready. And in terms of self-care, know I'm available to be reached out to always for your experiences, for your sharings, for your awarenesses as they rise. And in the interim, that you can support yourself by taking time in nature, time to draw, create, engage in artistic endeavors as you feel moved to. And I'm going to bring this in for a close for today, and I'm going to move on to shares in a moment. So much love. I'm going to stop the recording here. Thank you all. Have yourselves a beautiful rest of your day for now.